5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Gotta change my answering machine now that I'm alone. Cause right now it says that we can't come to the phone. And I know it makes no sense cause you walked out the door. But it's the only way I hear your voice anymore.
Alright, fast forward.
Cause I'm so sick of love songs. So tired of tears. So done with wishing you were still here. Said I'm so sick of love songs. So sad and slow. So I cannot turn off the radio.
Done. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the No Chaser Podcast. I'm Tim Jonathan Rongsu.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
I'm Nikki Blades. Wow, are we going to go into Sunday night slow jam?
Oh, yeah, we can
type
do that.
Type of voice? We, that got real sexual.
We can definitely do that.
Oh, that song is sexual to you?
A little. I mean,
it's sad to me.
Well, the voice got deep. You can go into the sad stuff. That goes out to all the lovers out there.
I didn't even do that on purpose. But what's up, y'all? Welcome back to KSAD over here at the No Chaser Podcast. Y'all know me. I am
the man, the myth, the legend.
y'all know me. I'm Theo.
and I'm DJ Easy Dick.
We're about to make it a little misty up in here.
This wasn't originally what I was gonna ask, but I was gonna ask this: do you guys have like when you were dating someone from the past, like this is our song, and then now every time the song comes on, you think about that person?
My boo, Usher, Alicia Keys, high school boyfriend. I have a specific memory of us dancing together at his prom, and it will forever be burned into my brain. Mm. And that's that moment. Mm. Mm-hmm.
I have a funny-ish one.
Yes.
Because it's funny for that to be the song that a couple like bonds over, first of all. But then it's like mad foreshadowing too.
Ooh.
Toni Braxton, Unbreak My Heart.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. What a song for a couple to love together. Yeah. Right. We loved it together. And then it's like, yeah, bitch, unbreak it.
Unbreak it. Say you love
Say
it.
Say you
again.
Love it. Yeah, God damn it.
Undo this hurt that you caused. You walked out of the door.
But it's okay because you just put on the techno remix and then you feel a little better about it.
I feel like that exists.
It has to. It has to.
All those you're fucking, crying while you're yeah,
all those super slow songs got a techno remix out there somewhere.
So funny.
Like, how did you get here?
Nobody's supposed to be here.
Well, they all definitely have a like Jamaican reggae remix.
Oh, yes. Dancehall. I love dancehall remixes of that
oh,
shit.
Oh, my gosh.
No, not dancehall, bro.
No.
Just some Jamaican dude singing this shit over.
Hilarious.
It's the best.
My freshman year with my first ever girlfriend, pretty much, our song was I Wanna Know by Joe.
Oh.
And I remember specifically, this is so fucking corny, like I'm in high school shit, right? Mm. We just got into a big fight. I'm pissed. I'm in the car. My dad picked me up from her house. I'm fucking just pissed. My dad's like, wait, are you okay? I'm like, I'm just whatever, dad. I'm just whatever, right? And then the song comes on the radio. I called her, left a voicemail. Hey, so I know we got into a fight, but just heard our song, and, you know, it's I don't want to be mad anymore.
Oh, my God.
She called me back crying. I'm so sorry, too.
Oh, God.
Yes,
oh, I remember.
I should have tried that.
I remember after a breakup, I was in college, and the guy that I was with had made a mix of songs on a CD and left it at my house. Mm. And it was, like, all of our songs. It was, like, the ones that make me think of you, mm-hmm. and then the ones like I hurt him, so he had the was really upset at me towards the end. But let me tell you, that CD, I called him and said, "You can come back home. You can come back."
Oh, because it was hidden.
There was a Chris Brown "Take You Down" on there, and I was like, "If you dance to it, if you do the dance, we're good." And he did the dance, and let me tell you, I miss you sometimes.
Corny as shit.
I know, but it worked. Oh my God, it worked.
I made a mix CD for remember Jessica?
Of course.
I made a mix CD for her, and the last track was the song I had made for her. I do believe. Yeah. And I also think wait, did I do that? Or did I give her the song afterwards? Either way. Oh, no, that's what it was. Remember the one in that used to stay in Long Beach that then had to go to school in Atlanta? Yes. Her, I had made her a track because we were kind of had like a little summer love situation going on. And then she was like, oh, I'm about to go to Spelman or whatever. I was like, shit. So I made her this little sad rap song. Yeah, man. I was just always just spilling my heart over beats back in the day.
I am still a fan of someone sending me a song that makes them think of me. I love that. I think I got into a relationship because we were in the car one day and he was just playing me these different songs. I was like, oh wow, you got really good taste in music. I had already liked him, but that was kind of the one thing that we ended up bonding over. I was like, you got really good taste in music. Are you getting more attractive as I keep hearing these songs? Like, what's in this music that got me feeling some type of way?
That'll definitely make you, it's one of those things. It's like one of this those makes things. Like it's like when someone laughs at the same shit as you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Same music taste, same food taste, whatever. And that's one of the things about Chia that I really fucked with from the beginning is like, you know, because I got a pretty eclectic taste in music, you know what I'm saying? So and of course, you see her. You know, she's black and Latina, and it's like you don't necessarily, you know, you feel like everyone just listens to hip hop all the time, right? Yeah. I feel like I listen to weird shit. I listen, you know, my first CD I ever bought was Green Day, but I rap and shit. So it's like, and so when the first night we ever like spent together, I was kind of testing the waters.
Yeah.
So I was taking a shower, singing NSYNC loud as fuck, trying to see how she would react to it, and she was just cracking up, and then. Turns out NSYNC was her shit too. I'm like, she's cool. And then the fact that she could vibe with some older hip hop, but also some rock shit as well. I'm like, okay, now we're getting somewhere.
You guys ever been turned off by someone's music choices?
Yes.
Okay, do tell.
Listen, man. fuck, I don't know how much I can say. Girls that like Tech N9ne. Not like turn off like, oh, I liked you now, I hate you, but right. Definitely like a, you like, oh, okay, interesting.
Yeah.
That is that's off-putting to me for some reason.
That's so funny.
Do you
no offense, Tech N9ne. Just I don't get it.
Oh, and that's funny because I don't know exactly what you're saying, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
Right.
It's like a personality. If like, you like certain types of music, you're like it says a lot about your personality.
Well, here's the thing, right? If a dude told me like, oh yeah, I was the new Tech N9ne is this. Okay, you like Tech N9ne, cool. Something about a girl being like naming Tech N9ne. That's who I like.
Yeah.
It
makes you feel some type of way.
Yeah.
That's so fucking funny.
And when I've come across two of those now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I make fun of them to their face. I do not hold back on that.
I can't say, you know, maybe back in my younger days, I would have looked at someone funny for liking country. If a girl was like, oh, I love country music, I would have been like, oh, you're kind of weird. You know what I'm saying? But now as I grow, I can appreciate just everything a little more. And it's like, yeah, fuck it, man. You like country.
Yeah.
I think maybe, personally never had that situation. How about you?
If you only like songs about bitches and hoes and strippers and big booty and you don't like any R&B, I'm all the way off. I've sat in the car with somebody and I'm listening to all this shit they're listening to and they're like, they know every word and they love it, and I'm thinking about some of the stuff they've done and I'm like, oh, you think this is okay? Like, you can like the music, I get it, but if you live and die by Future, we are probably not gonna make it long term.
You know what's funny is I know a girl, a homegirl was tweeting on Twitter one day about, she said, I don't like any R&B music.
Whoa.
And I was like, I didn't understand. Like, I couldn't compute.
Yeah.
Like, how? Yeah. How?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Yeah, I don't, to say that, yes, that's the part that bugs me. Like, the vocalizing, I like Tech N9ne. That was weird to me. But if I'm just, like, chilling with a girl and she plays that shit, I don't care.
Right.
Like,
right,
if it's like in the playlist, like what you you're like, okay, cool. Yeah.
I'll hear it, it's whatever. Like, I've never been like, hey, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
Fucking Tech N9ne. Yeah. You know what? It's the beard, no Stashkins. That's the problem.
Okay, Blaze, let's we're gonna explain to you what this is.
Okay.
So all right, so one time.
Okay, say that again. It's the what?
Beard, no Stashkins. Okay. So one time, specifically, I had a homegirl who was dating this dude. This dude was a white. Just, I want you to have a visual. There's nothing wrong with the whites. I'm just painting you a visual.
Mm-hmm.
And Rick was like, what? He's a beard, no Stashkins. So what that is someone that has the beard, but they shave this mustache part. Oh. So they shave this part is clean, and it's just the beard.
That don't even make sense.
Yeah. But for me, it particularly puts me off when it's a black man who doesn't have a mustache but has a beard. And then for her to enjoy that, I think that's where it all goes. I don't even remember where I was going before that hit me, but I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I think Tech N9ne is a beard, no stashes.
I'm pretty sure he is.
Because he got upper lip. You can see his upper lip.
Very interesting.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
He learned something about me today.
Let me ask you this, Nikki Blades. Mm-hmm. Do you enjoy, is there any type of facial hair that has turned you off? Are you a fan of beards?
Yeah, I think a beard is okay. Not too long. I am not a fan of the James Harden taking over your face type of beard situation. Because that's not good for my face.
Yeah.
You know, kissing somebody with a lot of facial hair messes up your face. Mm. But it depends on the face. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, that makes sense.
It's really dependent upon that. I've had baby faces that I'm like, you would look crazy with the facial hair that I love without. Then I've seen some people with beards. I've seen the ones that don't, you know, when the mustache doesn't connect all the way and you just feel bad because they can't grow it, but you're like, it's still cute on you.
Stash, no nectins.
Oh, you know what I think is weird is when it's just the neck. When they got just neck hair, have you never? Okay. Yeah, you never. I feel bad for some of these people because they can't grow it, but they got just neck hair.
I've mostly only seen that on women that drive the bus. But I know what you're talking about.
But I'm a fan. If you can rock a beard, that's great. If you can't grow facial hair, I like that too. I don't discriminate. Except too much hair on the face. That's just uncleanly. That shit looks so gross to me.
I think men need to understand different faces calls for different types of facial hair.
Oh yeah.
Like when Philly had everybody in a chokehold and the big beard was the thing, we all tried it. Past the inch, shit looks stupid on me.
Yeah.
Oh, did it?
I tried it though. I was like, big beard, that's what we're doing. And every day I was like, fuck, I'm ugly. I'm a little bit uglier. Fuck. And eventually I just cut that shit down. Like, it don't work for me.
Ooh, you know what I don't like? When the guys that fill in their beards with the color for the, and it looks dark, it's like black,
and it looks very sharp.
Like hair don't grow like that.
I don't like that. There is one person in particular that I've seen who would be really, really attractive if they stopped but they fit. It looks like they use like just
very,
for men.
Ludacris, you know, early albums.
That. But I've seen the real thin, the one that just
the chin strap.
Right, that does that. Yeah. See, but when you shave that off, though, you realize why it was there in the first place.
Uh-huh.
Some men, unfortunately, some of y'all don't got chins.
Yeah.
And that's where the hair, that's why the hair is there. Then when you shave it off, you're going to scare your partner, and they're going to be like, I thought you was way more manlier than that.
Well, this is the extent of my beard currently. So, y'all let me know how you feel about that.
You got good face. You're all right.
I appreciate that, Nikki Blades.
But yeah, you have to have a certain face for your face.
There's nothing worse than going to a doctor's appointment expecting to be the center of attention, and then your doctor seems like they have better things to do and better places to be. You know, instead of listening to you intently, asking you how you feel and help you along, the doctor is just checking their watch, ready to get out of there. Well, on ZocDoc, you'll find quality doctors who focus on you and listen to you to prioritize your care. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. So no more playing doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor that you haven't even met yet. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood who is patient-reviewed and fits their needs and schedule just right. So go to ZocDoc.com/Tim and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/Tim. ZocDoc.com/Tim.
This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
Okay. If you are a prettier man, you can get away with less pretty facial hair. And uglier men don't seem to understand that that's not for y'all.
Oh, you mean they can't do like a...
Who has facial hair that would be ugly on other people?
Because it's like...
Patrick Clapp. If his facial hair on a different type of man,
it
would be like, ew.
Because it's free and patchy.
Yeah, it's just there. Oh, but on him, that it works. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, that's kind of his vibe.
It's his vibe.
With the locks and the,
Yeah.
And he's a cuter man.
Right.
He's a cute man.
This is true.
So, yeah, but a lot of dudes don't seem to realize, like, it's not a cheat code. Like, oh, beard.
Yeah.
I got a beard.
But some men rely so strongly on their beard that the moment it is gone, their character went with the facial hair.
Oh, I see. Like, their whole personality was their beard.
I have seen a man, I'd be like, ooh, with the hair and got the look. And I'm like, all the things are going through my head. And then see them without the hair. And I'm like, wait, my children are going to possibly look like, that's what your face looks like?
Like, damn,
there?
I got to put a lace front beard on my child?
Like, what are we going to do here? I've been turned off before after somebody shaved off their beard and been like, that's not who I was talking to.
I mean, I feel it. It's like, you know, they can catfishing you a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, beards are natural.
I like the beard. But
it's
when
the same effect.
Right.
But when the beard is gone, it's like washing off someone's makeup.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're going, woo, hold up. What is this? Yeah.
I think it's a skin thing. Because there's people who, if they had a beard for a long time and they shave it off, they look fucking weird.
They look weird.
But you don't really realize it's like the texture of their skin is different. It's been hidden all this time. If they go for a long time continuously shaving, it all kind of evens out and it don't look weird anymore. And there's people who maybe they had a beard for a long time, shaved it, looked weird to everybody who's seen them with a beard.
Yeah.
But if we saw them for the first time, they don't look weird.
We wouldn't care. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah.
Bruh, so I've been... Sometimes when I have to read the ads at home,
the damn filter.
I've been putting this beard filter on, and that I strictly did that originally because I was breaking out on my chin. So I was like, I'm just gonna throw this beard filter on there, right? But it looks pretty fucking real sometimes, right? Especially if you're just kind of like not paying attention.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I've been getting thirsty comments
because of the beard.
So like people like the comments like Tim. I had no, first of all, they're like, I had no idea you could grow facial hair because
so
they're
quickly
bamboozled by the shit. And secondly, they're like, Tim, why you look different?
There's something crazy about like men with facial hair. It's like you're not, no facial hair, you're probably considered prettier. Like you got pretty or younger, mm-hmm. something like that. But then when, you know, men mm-hmm. have facial hair or beards, it kind of gives that vibe. There's man versus boy.
A little more rugged.
A little bit more rugged. Like right. you can take care of things or I don't know. Depending yeah. if you're wearing a flannel, it looks like you could chop down wood.
Right.
Well, I don't know if I'd trust a lumberjack with no beard.
Oh shit!
I don't know if
some
I've seen
fucking beardless guy comes to cut my tree down.
Like, what am I supposed to do? Get out of here! My parents have a pact with each other.
Okay,
my dad has a beard. Mm-hmm. Has always had a beard. I've maybe seen him beardless maybe one time.
Okay,
and it was fucking weird. But my mom said the moment that my father shaved his beard off. She said, I've never seen so many other people try to fight him because he has a baby face.
Interesting.
And she was like, I could not stand it. She's like, his chin is small and he looks soft and he's not a man anymore. And my mom almost tried to like break up with my dad when hilarious. He shaved his beard off.
Wow. Yes.
And apparently my sister just did the same thing to her man.
She shaved her beard off.
Yeah, it's gone. And her man was pissed. And so I had just seen them this past weekend. Mind you, her man had facial hair again. I'm just like, okay, what's going on? He goes and he's like, yo, your sister is kind of mean. I was like, I know this. But what happened? When he shaved his beard for work, he had to do something that required him to shave for work. Mm-hmm. Apparently, my sister looked at him with disgust.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
Every day until the beard grew back. She said, I did not get with that.
Damn.
So don't talk to me till your hair grows back.
It's different, dog. And even if you go look back in my old videos, because I used to just do the goatee.
Yeah.
Depending on where I was weight-wise, it's either some funny-looking Rick or you look normal. But my cheeks get all cheeky. Mm. This shit grows. Oh. And then you just got this little fucking. Oh. Yeah. It's not great.
That's just cute.
I feel like maybe beards for men is kind of like eyebrows for women a little bit when they're experimenting with their brow shape. But then you'd be like, yes. What is going on with your face?
I agree.
And I was about to say, dudes don't really care about eyebrows like that.
Y'all
but
care.
As the years have progressed, mm-hmm. now I fucking notice that shit. Yeah. I look at his shit. I be like, so we had a homie that was dating this girl for so long. And me and Chia, she was a sweet girl. But me and Chia would always be like, man, her eyebrows are fucked up, though. She got to do something about them brows, bro. And then when they finally broke up and it was on bad terms, I was like, my guy, can I tell you this? Her eyebrows were trash.
Hilarious.
It was such a relief. I'm like, dog, I've been wanting to tell you that for years.
Man, if you dating a girl and her eyebrows ain't shit and you letting her out the house looking
messed up. Here's the thing. Luckily, I've never dated a girl where I felt that way about her eyebrows.
Uh-huh.
But I've had female friends, so I'm like,
Yeah.
And I told one.
Uh-huh.
Big fucking mistake.
Really? We'll
never do it again. Oh, man. She was hurt.
Aww.
She was hurt. And she was like, and I didn't even say it like in a mean way, like, or even a jokingly mean way.
Yeah.
I asked a question that said everything you needed to hear. I don't remember exactly how I worded it, so I don't want to go in. But it was just like so you're gonna keep them like that type shit.
And you know what, Rook? I also want to say, like, and not to say that everybody has to, like, fucking get their eyebrows done and shit all the time. I think, like, it depends on your vibe and your look and what you're
it's
going
the same,
for.
What's your face? It's like each face has different brows.
Right.
Each person.
Yeah. Because I'm sure there's plenty of girls out there that's like, yo, like, eyebrows just isn't something there. It's a concern of theirs. Like, and like, if someone has natural eyebrows that just look good, that's great.
Yeah, so
like, it's not a,
blessed.
Hey, you got to go get your eyebrows done to look great.
Yeah. To be clear, this girl was like, doing what you were talking about with the beard, super black, super thick.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like jarring when you looked at her. And it was on purpose. Like, she was doing it. I was like,
I am open to criticism or you know, depending on the person that I'm with, I leave it to where it's like, first off, don't let me out the house without my shit blended. I'm talking about the line. Make sure that my face and my neck match, right? If my eyebrows are fucked up, please tell me. If something isn't right, like if you were to say, are you going to leave the house like that? I'm going to be like, oh shit, I need to fix them without being offended.
Yeah.
But the one time my ex wanted to piss me off in the middle of a damn argument, we was fighting and he goes, that's why your eyebrows are in two different places right now.
Wow.
And I was like, you was gonna let me leave with my eyebrows looking messed up. And that was the one time I was like, damn, I ain't never been so mad. Yeah. And he used it perfectly.
We had a homegirl in high school, Star. Shout out to Star. One time, she had just got her hair braided, but the right side was too tight, so it was lifting her eyebrow up. That's so funny. Everywhere, she just looked like she was raising her eyebrow up at everybody.
That's funny.
They were cute. The braids were cute, yeah. But like everybody was making jokes, you know?
God, and it sucks when you're experimenting with your look, because you're going to go through some funky phases of trying to figure out like, oh, the trend is thick eyebrows. Let me try that. Yeah. Man, it is so hard if you are trying to keep up with the trend.
Yeah.
But I definitely tried to do something one day. So it's like the higher brow. It's not like you don't arch them down. It's a little bit more out. And I looked in the mirror and I was like, okay, this is working. I saw a photo. Mm. I looked like I had 42 units of Botox in both sides because my eyebrows were just there. Mm. And I looked surprised.
Just at everything.
And it looked like I was shocked at everything that someone was
saying. Friends are crazy, man. It's like you never really know sometimes. That's why I'm so, like, that's why I've never gotten a tattoo, because I feel like I'm so wishy-washy. Mm-hmm. I feel like I would get something one year I would love and then be like, God, God, get this off of me, you know? I used to say, when I was like in my beginning years in high school and first couple years of college, I used to be like, I would never wear no skinny jeans. You never catch me in some fucking skinny jeans, right? To one day, I put on a small shirt and I was like, okay, I look good in this shirt. Makes me look a little buff, even though I'm not buff. But I was wearing little shirts and big pants still. Yeah. And then one day, tried on some skinny jeans. And I was like, and the girl I was dating was like, that looks hot. And I was like, okay. And the jeans got real skinny over time. Like, your boy was like damn near wearing jeggings at one point. You know what I'm saying? Like, them shits were very tight. Yeah. And now, you know, I definitely can't wear the jeans I was wearing.
Yeah.
But I can't wear these big-ass jeans these kids be wearing. Like, they're damn near, like, Junko status now.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
What's cool is, like, everyone finding their own style and what fits for them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's always going to be a trend. Like, what looks good on you, not just because it looks good, you know, on somebody else is cool. Yeah. But, yeah, the experimenting.
Yeah.
The experimental phase.
But that's pretty much why I stopped saying anything. Like, oh, maybe she likes that.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna leave that. So now I don't tell a girl nothing unless her nipple is showing.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she wants it out there.
Saying shit. Man. Hey, she can keep it. If you weren't aware, I can see your nipples, right?
You shake it. You shake it because they don't, because that's what they like. That's what I like.
Oh, I love them.
Oh, but with the tattoo stuff, part of me just, I envy the people that just can do it, right? That don't care about about it lasting forever, or they you know, they have these moments and they have these stories and they just keep adding. It's almost like something they do, right? Like, oh, I'm going to get a new tattoo. And I think that's dope for them. I know if I got one, I'm committing. Mm. I already know that if I was to do one thing, I would probably want to be completely inked.
Right, right.
I don't see me just getting like a cute butterfly or one thing. My dad already started getting some. My mom had one, but my dad just did his forearm. And his design is so dope that I was like, shit, I would really like that. No. But I feel like I don't know where to put it. And part of me wants my neck done. I know that's so weird, but a part of me loves how, like, neck tattoos look on girls. And I'm like, damn, I can't want my first tattoo to be, like, get my neck blasted.
Man, I definitely, look, I was in the same boat, bro. Like, growing up, I literally had a list because I wanted to be fucking tatted. You know what I'm saying? I had, like, I'm going to get this. I'm going to get a full sleeve of this. I got this meaning this. And, like, I'm going to get a fucking... At one point, I think I was in high school, I was like, all right, so since I'm a Pisces and I'm a year of the tiger, I'm going to have a whole sleeve of just animals, fucking fish and tigers over here.
Would be dope.
I know, it would have been.
It would look so cool.
Imagine, just all like Japanese style too. Sick,
And then it comes to the chest part a little bit.
Yes.
Oh, had, a little to the neck.
And I wanted to get a little, okay, so it's a whole bunch of shit I wanted to get.
Right.
And then as I got older and I realized, you know, one of the main reasons was, you know, if I felt like if I was going to do the acting shit, I felt like roles for Asian dudes, for young Asian dudes, was so scarce. Mm. I didn't want it to come down to me and another Asian guy. And they're like, oh, all right, well, we could go either way, but we got to cover this guy's tattoos. Let's just go with this guy. Mm-hmm. I was always thinking about that shit, you know? Yeah. Now that I'm getting a little older and, like, I can't necessarily play young Asian guy anymore, like, you know, we'll see what happens. Oh, here's what I might actually do. Because my dad was also one of the main people who was so against tattoos from the jump, right? He was always like, do whatever, just don't get tattoos. That was his main shit. And I think he heard me say that on... Maybe we've talked about this before, but he heard me say that, and like recently, maybe a few months ago, he was like, you know what? Yeah, whatever. I was like, word? And then he was like, yeah, he's like, fuck it, man. I'm old too. I'm old, right? So he was like, here's what we'll do. I'll draw the tattoo, and then whatever I draw, you get.
Super dope.
So I had him write.
It's a dick.
It's my dick.
It's so funny.
Well, I had him write Chantharangsu in his handwriting.
That's cool.
And I have it screenshotted, and I'm like, one day, I'm like, all right, I'm going to get this shit on my dick.
I got two reasons why I don't have tattoos.
Okay.
One, I don't like fat guy tattoos. I don't like it. I don't think it's for fat people. I'm sorry. Well, fat guys.
Wow.
I do not know why. Don't like it. Never liked it. Hate it every time I see it. Rick Ross, get out of my face.
Wow.
Bugs me, right?
Right.
Okay.
But other than that, I'm the exact opposite of y'all.
Mm.
I feel like I would get one and be done, and that's fucking stupid. I hate adult people with one tattoo. What the fuck is that, bro? It just feels like a mistake, an accident,
that's
and
a
you
whim.
Can't afford to get laser removal.
Just one drunk night.
Yeah. So I'm like, never mind.
Well, you know what I would also be down for?
What?
In Thailand, they got the traditional, like,
that's what I want.
Monk tattoos. Mm-hmm. And that shit would be sick. I also want to just test out my pain tolerance because I've always felt I've had a high pain tolerance in my life.
Yeah.
So I want to see how that compares to the needle or the...
When I got one of my facial treatments done, what it is, it's called Pixelate, and it's 11 needles that go into the skin, and with that, it almost is like, it sounds like a stapler, so it's like...
And it brings your blood out.
And what it does is that there's like an infrared light, and it goes through, and it's supposed to, you know, it has all these benefits, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting there, and it... No matter how numb you think you are, you're getting 11 needles in your face.
Yeah.
I did that, and I was like, oh, if I could do that,
mm-hmm.
bring on the tattoo. But I wanted a traditional Hawaiian piece.
All the way?
All the way, because that's one of the places that Hawaiian women would put the tattoos, like a traditional one. And I would like to get a blessing and do it that route if I was to get something done, like the first piece.
Word.
And then
but that's so big.
But that's why it's a toss-up. I don't want something small.
Right.
A lot of my family members all had that one piece they did, and then they want to get matching tattoos. So my dad's going to design something with our family stuff, and everybody wants to get one. But I was like... Okay, once that's done, then of course I'll put that somewhere. But I'm like, but where?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you got to commit. And I love that look. And especially when tattoos from certain cultures are done correctly with respect.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I know if I was to do that, would be something I'd be extremely proud of. Yeah.
So my brain always goes to a weird place when people say certain things.
And what were you thinking?
I envisioned... You going to get that tattoo. You commit to it.
Okay.
A traditional Hawaiian tattoo. And when you're done, you look at it, and it goes from your foot all the way up to your booty cheek. And it's big block letters, traditional Hawaiian.
just
in fucking
like this.
Yeah. Meme.
Like
yeah.
Traditional Hawaiian. Fuck, that would be hilarious.
That, you know what that makes me think of? So my dad has, you know, shout out to my
to
dad,
the
Hawaiian ho. So we had this car, and my dad loves to customize things. And he named the car and got a sticker and said the Hawaiian Holoka'a, which means the pleasure ride.
Wow.
And he put it on the damn car. And our family was riding in the Hawaiian pleasure ride.
Hilarious.
That's
for
funny.
The longest
family car.
Time. And I just crack up at some of the shit that my dad does. and then puts it into real life. Like, there's one thing to say that's the name of the car, then to make a sticker.
Yeah, everybody has to know.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He's living his best life.
My dad really does.
Yeah, he wasn't going to let no punk-ass kid stop him from having fun.
Oh, let me tell you. He sure didn't. I used to go with my dad to the bar. Nothing stopped my dad from having fun. Yo, asshole. We still going through therapy shit because of you. God,
we bringing
it.
Him on this shit one day.
Eventually,
one
yes. Day. I would... love to. I talk to my dad almost every day. Mm-hmm. He's like one of my best friends. I get really excited to tell him things. Dating. I talk to my dad about dating. We just all over. When he's ready, I told him he has to take care of himself because you know how we are with our parents. Sometimes mm-hmm. they just not on top of shit. I was like, you take care of yourself. Sir, I'll fly you out. Mm-hmm. Go hang out. Go out to eat. Have him on the podcast.
Yeah.
But I was like, hey, you got to get your shit together. So
I mean, I feel like, you know, how can we not?
How can we not? You know what sucks? Is that I just know he has no filter, and he says the wildest shit. And I'm going to have to... And my dad loves his old hoe stories.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my dad has a lot of hoe stories that he mm-hmm. grew up telling me. Mm-hmm. He called himself the first door-to-door whore. Wow. That's my dad.
Damn, and that's a small island, too.
It really is. He talked about how he was staying with these flight attendants and used to get free flights because wow. he would come over. And I'm like, Dad,
yeah.
you are really not supposed to be telling me these stories. He goes, no. Oh, I tell you these stories so you don't go out here and get fucking lied to by these shitty ass dudes, okay? Because you know that's all men want.
That makes sense.
He told me all the stories to where I was like, oh shit, all
right,
I know.
Well, then sounds like we gotta doing? Switch out these Dr. Seuss stories I've been reading Veda for my whole stories then.
No, let's probably not. Well,
wait a minute. That happened to her, and she turned out to be her.
Well, damn it.
As I said, I'm going through therapy. But my dad is my best friend, so, you know.
Oh, well, that's beautiful. That's what I want,
too. My dad's
too.
My best friend.
That is what I would like. You yeah. know, I love hearing that you had such a good relationship with your dad and that you felt like you could just talk to him about anything.
But no, let, I'm not going to bullshit you. That didn't happen till later in life.
Mm.
Growing up, my dad was extremely strict. He told me the stories because his sole purpose in life was to make sure I graduated and didn't have kids.
Mm.
He really wanted to put me in the best position possible so that I can go out into the world and take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
He never wanted me to be dependent on anybody. He wanted me to learn what life was really about and what right. it was really like.
Yeah.
I always knew the struggle that my parents were going through, and my dad was extreme on how strict he was, and that was a big issue.
Mm.
So when I got out of the house, did my own thing, I wild out because of course mm-hmm. he was way too strict. As an adult, we had to come to terms with a lot of issues that we had.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved my dad so much, and I saw how fucked up his relationship was with his dad.
Yeah.
That made me go, look, if you want us to be exactly like that, then mm-hmm. keep acting the way you're acting.
Mm.
But if you don't and you want me to stay in your life
mm-hmm.
and me to love you, then we got to work on some things. And we did. And my dad is my best friend.
That's beautiful, man. Like, yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, I'm glad y'all were able to get there. Right?
Yeah.
Because I feel like most importantly, what I want for my relationship with Veda and however many kids we may or may not have in the future, I want to make sure that it's not a situation where she feels like she has to go somewhere else to talk about her problems or her mm-hmm. issues, right? Because mm-hmm. especially after doing all these Dear De La Ghetto videos and all these teenagers, these young kids who were like, I can't talk to my parents about this, Tim.
Yeah.
I need advice with this, my boyfriend, or I got this fucking lump on my clit or whatever these kids is writing to me
yeah,
about,
they're
right?
writing some wild chips.
So, like, I want them to, like, I want my kids to be able to feel like they don't have to be embarrassed, they don't have to be scared, yeah. and just be able to talk to me, you know?
Advice number one, don't become an alcoholic.
Okay, good.
All right. I'll tell
He's
you,
like,
don't become an Never alcoholic. Mind. Hey, my dad was an alcoholic.
Mm.
And until he stopped drinking, that's when we actually started to bond. Because yeah. you don't realize the shit you do or say. Mm. And so many people, adults, dealt with parents that weren't dealing with their issues the right way. So they right. turned to drugs and alcohol yeah. or relationships. And they were never allowed to talk to their kids about what was going on because they were not even sure what was the problem.
Because yeah. they all got issues
they
that never got dealt
issues.
With. Yeah.
And you'll one day learn that your parents are just fucking people, too, trying to yeah. figure it out.
Oh,
man, being a parent gotta suck.
That's hard.
Kids fucking suck.
They
kids
do.
Suck very hard.
Because being strict does that,
mm-hmm.
right? Mm-hmm. But if you're happy fun time parent, they're like, oh yeah, I can get away with a bunch of shit. Mm-hmm. So it's like, and finding that balance has to be so fucking difficult.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. kids fucking suck.
Yeah.
They're just, you know, they got a little bit of, they don't know any better, and they just assholes for no reason.
It's crazy.
And they know a lot more than you give them credit for. Right. Like, they don't know better, but they know a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I just, it's crazy, man. Vader's getting so big, and she don't like shit. I sent Rick a little video this morning because I'm like, all right, I'm going to head to the studio after this. So we put Veda in her first ever little music class.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she loves music. We put on some music. She fucking starts bouncing. I beatbox. She gets hype. So we put her in a music class. They gave her little drums to play and shit. And she looks like, man, I don't, like, she just got vaccinated or something because she her face is like,
Oh, damn.
There's a whole classroom of other little kids banging drums. Clapping, having Vader's like, meh. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, she's over it.
Yeah, she's always just over things. I think that's just her face. Hopefully, hopefully she starts to enjoy things eventually.
What if she's like super fucking processing and calculating everything in her head, just absorbing the shit out of it that out of nowhere she could do everything?
Well, you know, but also, you know, some people have said her not really fucking with people right away. It's because she's an Aquarius.
I mean, you could always throw that. Oh, my. Hold on. My niece is a Gemini and be doing some Gemini type of shit sometimes. But Mia and Bria are 7 and 8. And my oldest niece, that's my little baby twin. And she makes me just love her as my niece. I'm like, oh, I love you. I don't want one like you. I just love you. You're my niece. I want to be an auntie forever. Mm-hmm. I just recently had Bria come stay at my house, and we had an auntie weekend. Oh, that baby made me want to have kids. Aww. She was so sweet and smart and loving, and she wasn't always like that when she was younger. She was fucking mean.
Yeah, she was
a mean ass kid, but she was just so sweet. And we went and did movies and ice cream and just did all the fun stuff. And then even I was kind of like, okay, she's cool right now because she got all the stuff that she wanted. How is she going to be when I have her in the house? And when you're watching a kid by yourself for the, you know, a new kid for the first time, you're a little nervous. Man, she was so good. I was like, I told my sister, I said, I have not had baby fever until I watched this kid. And I always thought I wanted boys. And then I spent time with her. I said, I've never woken up. And, like, she gave me a little kiss on my forehead and then went and brushed her teeth because we already discussed what she had to do.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, damn. Oh. And then I was like, this is making me feel all the things.
All mommy-ish.
All the mommy-ish. Yeah. But then when she was gone and I had the rest of the shit to do, I was like, oh, no. I got places I need to go. I don't even have time.
You had to clean all the shit up. Oh,
no, she was so good. My sister has done a really good job with my nieces. It's like a balance, strict enough, but still they have their own personalities. Mm-hmm. It was so dope. But I'm like, my parents have been watching my dog for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's great with, I got Bria by herself, but if I had a dog in the mix, no way. I can't even watch my dog all the time. I'm not ready for kids.
It's a lot, man. It's definitely it's a lot. I fell asleep the other day when it was just me and Veda.
Oh God.
Like I kind of dozed off cause I was so tired. And I always wonder what she would do in that situation. I'll tell you what she'll do. She will just slap me in the face until I wake up. I woke up to just very, very light. Like, let's say this was my face. I woke up to very light. Just on my forehead until I was like, hey, baby. I was like, okay. So she knows when I'm out, which is good news. Like, she knows I'm not supposed to be asleep right now.
Hey,
you know?
Hey, dog. You're supposed to be watching me.
I can't wait till she starts forming sentences and we get to hear the inner thoughts.
Yeah, what's going on in there?
It's going to be great. It's going to be fucking great.
Rick, how you feeling about kids just in this current moment?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
She was trying to offer her eggs so y'all could crank out a little No Chaser baby.
I'll donate, and then you can have that. Do that. It'll be cute.
but
I won't be involved.
He's like, how are you planning on making that thing? Just give me a cup one day, a cup and a baster, and be like,
put one of your eggs in this bottle. I'll be back.
you see Rick and I come to set next time. I say, here's my egg.
Gosh.
I'll be back, y'all.
And then I do one of these bottles, a little swirly motion. Damn.
Yeah, but that would be one confused baby because somehow everybody's involved in that. Just
oh yeah, man. I'll jizz into the bottle too, just to see what happens.
Oh god.
I end up with twins.
Damn, that'd be crazy.
Oh shit.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. All right. No chaser experiments. New segment.
Let us know if you, and we'll do it on Patreon. Yo, patreon.com/TimChantarangzu.
If you want to see how we're going to come up with a baby.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.